Hey everyone, you are listening to Siddharth Shah. On this podcast, I talk to you about success, mind power, personal and professional development and growth, and a lot more things to help you tap your infinite potential. The episode begins.
That's what we get with the Victory Mastermind. Weekly calls, accountability program, you holding us accountable. It's a no-brainer. Just jump in.
Just click on the link below and enter the academy. Hello friends, welcome back. My name is Siddharth Shah. I'm the CEO of Think and Grow Rich Academy. We represent the Napoleon Hill Foundation in India. And what a success story we have got in the Victory Mastermind. Mr. Vaishnav Ramesh from Chennai, he's got total experience of more than 12 years across different countries. Currently, he's with Freshworks. Vaishnav, congratulations for in the Victory Mastermind having this grand success. And why don't you introduce yourself to our audience, please?
Thank you. Thank you, Siddharth. It's lovely to be here. I didn't expect to be having a success interview with you this soon, but I'm happy to be here. Thank you. And for the audience, I am Vaishnav. I live in Chennai. I come from a background of sales and marketing for over 12 years with experience in the Middle East and in India across oil and gas and the IT space. That's a quick introduction about myself. My passion is purely into personal development, self-growth, and understanding why we behave the way we behave. And I'm in the path of creating a career for myself in terms of coaching, personal coaching.
Superb, Vaishnav. I think you're cut out for that. And tell us something about your journey, Vaishnav, 2019, 20, the pandemic, and 21 right now in the Victory Mastermind with the audience. How was your journey like?
Sure. So I can give you a timeline as to how things have transformed quite literally. 2019, when I took up the role at work, we did have a very good year in terms of numbers, in terms of team dynamics. Everything was good. But 2020, as we all know, the pandemic hit. I don't want to talk too much about the pandemic because that's all the world is talking about. But 2020 hit. There was a dip in numbers. I would say Q1, Q2, Q3 was a big struggle in terms of my own performance, right? Q1, Q2 was bad. And I was leading a team of 15, 16 members and just navigating the entire, the dynamics of working from home and communicating, ensuring everybody's motivated. And it's a new setup all by itself. So Q1, Q2 was definitely a challenge for me. And which is when, before that, I was part of the 90-day program. And then I remember one of the days when I was talking to you, I decided I'll sign up for the Victory Mastermind. And I think that's where the real difference is. In the 90-day program, it is definitely effective. We touch, we get in. But the Victory Mastermind, what I really love is the weekly calls on Monday. It's like an anchor, right? It's like an anchor saying that, hey, you are part of Victory Mastermind. So the concepts that you explain in the Victory Mastermind and the accountability that is held, right? It kept me coming back to a I would say it was more of a place of centering for myself, saying that okay, this is what I've got to do, and those concepts really helped. And so 2020, ever since I signed up for the Victory Mastermind and started being part of the Victory Mastermind, things started shifting. I think one major thing that I always take from the Think and Grow Rich space and even some of the coaching that I've experienced, I think the ownership starts with self. While I was blaming COVID and different factors, the success part for 2020 was this. 2020, we finished well. And that's where I relate to one of the biggest concepts. What you've taught me is fix your what, don't think of the how. So my only goal in 2020 was this. My company has supported me in so many ways. I need to support them and when it's really needed. And my focus was only finish 2020 on a very good note.
Right.
That was my only intention. And it just beautifully worked. Of course, being sales, we did build sales strategies. We did build people strategies. But I think the shift majorly happened for me is when I fixed as to what is it that I want to do for 2020. Finishing the year well was my goal, and it beautifully happened.
Right.
And the result of it is what I'm experiencing today. From a performance point of view, I got a better rating than I expected. I got a better hike than I expected.
Awesome.
A lot of benefits. And so that is one part of the recognition part. Second is personally, I would say, with a lot of concepts that we learned at Think and Grow Rich, concepts like understanding, you know, we understand intuition, but what powers the intuition is infinite intelligence, right? Mm-hmm. And these are 2-3 concepts that I've been practically implementing in everything that I do.
So may I pause you for a moment, Vaishnav? Yeah. I think you mentioned very key pointers.
Yeah.
That the way you were doing the program 90-day challenge, but then you took a leap of faith and you went for the Victory Mastermind, and that's where the things started to shift in a deeper perspective, and the context of the entire the program, really the principles really sink in at a much deeper level rather than a superficial level. And in this pandemic, did I hear you right that you got a promotion or in your performance in your and even in your in this pandemic, in this lockdown, you got that increase? And is that, I mean, that's really a surprising thing for us.
Yeah. So thankfully, one for me is the company is a very growth oriented company, and I think where we land up in life generally, the situation that we land up, and this is my personal opinion, the situation I create or the situation that I am in is what I create for myself.
Right.
And that's something I strongly believe in. And thankfully, I'm working for a company that's so growth and progress oriented. And that also keeps me motivated as to why I need to grow. That I always need to be at a mindset of growth. And I think that's where Think and Grow Rich also helps. Okay. I did get a hike. The company is doing well. We're getting a hike. The icing on the cake for me is, from sales, I moved into sales enablement and training, which is a team focused on training. And
wow.
As you know, you've known me for 2 years now, my passion for training and coaching is immense.
Yes.
And for the last 1 year, the only thought that I had was, okay, I need to shift my gears into training and coaching because that's my passion area. And fortunately, that has happened early 2021. That happened. The recognition has come in. So I would say, from a career point of view, the puzzle is forming. And more importantly, apart from the workspace, what has also stood out for me is I've been upskilling myself in different coaching modalities. Mm-hmm. And there were a few programs which I wanted to do, which I was not sure will I be able to afford it. Mm-hmm. And that's how I even signed up with Think and Grow Rich. In fact, I remember after our conversation, I was sitting and breaking my head as to how am I going to, you know, sign up for this. And then my intention was so strong that, and that's where again I relate what and how, you know. I was thinking, okay, this is what I want to do. And then from nowhere, my wife comes and tells me, you know what, I'll pay for it, but I'll give it to you as a loan. but the good part is it came.
Yes, right? Yes.
So similarly, so that happened, the role happened. And similarly, the upskilling that I wanted to do for myself from a coaching standpoint of view, a course that I had in mind, which I would do in 2022, I've already completed. And I today I'm a certified hypnotherapist, very soon to be certified by the American Board of Hypnotherapy as well,
yes.
As a certified hypnotherapy. And the coaching initiatives that I thought that I would start in 2022, I'm already kickstarting it as a side initiative, and hoping for that to scale. So I would say today, while I've definitely seen progress and transition in the last 2 years very, very significantly, even at a personal level, congruence, personal relationships, all of it is falling in place. There are things happening sooner than I expected. And as on today, I would say I'm just getting started and I'm looking forward to what's coming up next.
Yes,
and definitely, and definitely what's helping is there's one voice at the back of my mind always running, saying that, okay, next month I have a call with Siddharth, what am I going to answer? So the accountability that you hold is really working, right? It is really working. Now, in many of the coaching modalities, they say, okay, you figure out, you do it. But here, what I really love is the accountability, and that's what we get with the Victory Mastermind. The weekly calls, the accountability program within the batch, you holding us accountable.
Yes.
And I think my biggest takeaway, one of the other biggest takeaways is, I remember in one of the calls you told me, Vaishnav, I want to see your growth. I want to see your financial growth.
Mm.
And the only thought that runs in my mind today and that keeps me motivated is just that one thought, which even my wife keeps telling me about, Siddharth wants to see me grow. When Siddharth wants to see me grow, I think there's more onus on me. So yeah. I just love the amount of accountability that comes into this program.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vaishnav. So, to put in the right context, you really mentioned it sort of beautifully. In fact, you are one of the blessed human beings, Vaishnav, that you are doing what you love to do.
Yes.
You're very good at it because you are always on the learning zone. And I know you are very good in what you're doing. And the best part is you're earning money by doing that. So, I mean, what better a person can demand? You know, you're good at what you're doing. You like to do what you're doing and you're earning lots of money. I mean, this is a beautiful space to be there. So, let me just ask you this question, that for participants who are watching this video, and many of them would be from the 90-day challenge program, and they have got some success stories, but what would be your say should they graduate to the Victory Mastermind, or what would you say? If you would be, I mean, one word or maybe one sentence, some advice which you'd like to give. What's the distinction?
It's very simple. If somebody has seen value in 90 day, then I have only one suggestion for themselves. Just ask yourself, if you've seen so much in a 90 day program, what more can you see in the next program? If there's so much that can come from a 90 day, there's so much more that can come from a 1 year Victory Mastermind, because it's not like it's going to get over with 90 days. I understand there's support even for people who finish the 90 day program, there is still support. But here it is continuous support every Monday, no matter what. And now at the back of my mind, in fact, it's fixed. Monday, 8 o'clock, it's call with Siddharth. There are people keeping us accountable. There is a monthly call with you. And even if we miss out on the call, you follow up and tell us, hey, your call did not happen. And in the previous call, I still remember you told me, Vaishnav, you've given me a plan. Now next in May, I want to see the plan. So that level of accountability is something, is definitely something we all need. And since I come from the space of NLP, the essence of NLP is modeling excellence. Mm-hmm. And my suggestion to everyone, literally anyone and everyone watching these videos, I think today in the world of digital and internet, the opportunity to learn has grown. The opportunity to learn has become a lot more immense. If we can model someone, if for example, think and grow rich, I'm learning from you. All I'm going to do is just replicate what you've done. It's pure science. Similarly, if there's somebody who wants to learn a particular subject, find a mentor, invest in that learning and just replicate it. So we have the opportunity to do what we want to do, say, instead of figuring out by myself and doing it after 5 years, I might as well invest with mentors and get there in 2 years or 1 year or 6 months. Right? So I would say invest. I would say look at it as not as an expense, as an investment, because what most times what happens is, and I've been part of that shoe as well. when I think of a program and I want to, you know, I think of it as an expense. Yes. At that point of time, it might seem an expense, but my only question is this. For example, if I don't invest, say, whatever, 40,000 or 50,000 rupees, I'm not looking at it as only as an expense for that month. By not investing 50,000, how many lakhs am I going to lose? Mm. Right? In the last 2 years, I've spent, 2, 3, 4 lakhs in learning. Many people have asked me, why am I doing it? But today I can confidently say that no matter who says what, I get enough advice as to what I need to do as a career step as next. But I had the courage to say, no, this is what I want to do. Many people told me, hey, you've been in sales. You can become a sales manager. You can become a sales director. I know there is money in it, but I want holistic growth. And that's what we learn, right, in Think and Grow Rich. We want holistic growth. So today, after investing how many ever thousands or lakhs, today, at least I know what I want to do. At least I'm at a pace saying that I know what I want to do. No matter what happens, no matter what suggestions comes, I know what I want to do. That itself is a good space, I would say. And that comes only when we invest in learning. So I would say...
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Vaishnav. So wonderful. And we are so happy and glad for your success. And I think Vaishnav is just warming up. So final words before we wrap up this interview about yourself, about your future goals, final message from your end, Vaishnav. Before we wrap it up.
Final words from my end is thank you for always having my back. Thank you for holding me accountable. Thank you for supporting when I really need it. I would say I'm just getting started. And I'm extremely excited to see what's coming up. I won't even say 2-3 years, I would say in a year from now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are on a fast track basis, Vaishnav, and we create our circumstances. So wonderful. I think, and I can see that that enthusiasm and the kind of the intention, the pure intention which you're having in what you're doing, the clarity which you've got, Vaishnav. It's amazing. It's really amazing. And I'm seeing you, I've seen you the last 2 years, and I'm seeing a different Vaishnav today right now. So great. Thank you for trusting us. And thank you for having over here and giving your precious time over here. So
thank you.
This is Vaishnav Ramesh, an amazing, amazing participant of the Victory Mastermind, getting grand success, not only in his area of his work, but he also got the work which he wanted to do all the time. And he got pay increments, he's on a roll, he's learning what is he doing, he's liking what is he doing, and he's earning money in this pandemic, in this crisis. And that's where you truly start to think and grow rich, by understanding, by getting into the depth of these concepts. If you would like to have a similar success story, then just click on the link below and enter the academy, and we'll make sure that you get that grand success which you truly deserve. Congratulations once again to Vaishnav Ramesh, and like his video, share this video to all, subscribe to our channel, because we truly believe that we want to unleash your potential to make you a grand success. Thank you so much for watching this video. My name is Siddharth Shah. I'm the CEO of Think and Grow Rich Academy. We represent the Napoleon Hill Foundation in India. Congratulations once again, Vaishnav, and thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this episode. To be notified of upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe and follow this podcast on this app right now. Also, don't forget to rate and review. Thank you.